Homage to Samantabhadra, homage to Vajrasattva, homage to Guru Rinpoche. We have these auspicious arising causes, as many of the students have just come out of retreat, and while they were in retreat, every student, although they had the same time of retreat, had different experiences and realizations. For some of the students, it might be that their renunciation was more profound. For others, that they perfected their bodhicitta more. And for others, that they were able to realize better and abide better in the true nature of mind, of the great perfection. And for some, it might be that their mind became more pure, and for others, that they became more calm. And these are all different processes that all different students will experience in the process of practice. And every time we go into retreat, we become more and more certain about the preciousness of human life, impermanence and death, the defects of samsara, the infallibility of cause and effect, belief in the guru. This comes about because of a result of practice. And this is showing that our wisdom is becoming greater and greater, and we're becoming more and more clear about the true nature of this world. And the problems that we experience, we see more clearly. We see from a different point of view. And we also are more clear about which Dharma is most important. And in the step-by-step procedures of the practice, everybody is following them very diligently. And everybody is quite clear that the foundation of the great perfection is renunciation, and we really must incorporate this within our mind stream. Because with renunciation, we have this motivation. And in having renunciation, then we won't be lazy, we will be diligent. For an example, if there is somebody who is very seriously ill and they are given medicine to take, they will eat that, or they will take that medicine every single day. And because they know their situation, they won't forget to take the medicine. And using the same reasoning, if we realize the defects of samsara and that we really wish to be free from the suffering, then we would apply ourselves also in our practice. And they won't require anybody to force them or to encourage them. This they will do through their own motivation. They don't want to continue revolving around in samsara or continue the suffering. So they really will apply themselves in practice. Suffering has its causes. So the practice of renunciation is the foundation practice, and it's very important. We might understand the four elements of renunciation through our study. However, it is only really through practice and reflection that it really enters into our mind stream. And through this, we really obtain a different understanding, a different knowledge, a different wisdom. And really, every single moment, we should be contemplating and bringing to mind renunciation. And why is this? It's because very often we may be influenced by what's going on in the external world. And as a result of this, it may affect our practice. We might even stop practicing. And then we won't be diligent and conscientious in our practice. And maybe our mind might not be pure. Why? Because we start pursuing external phenomena. And this in turn will influence our renunciation, and our renunciation might become smaller or less. So it's very important that we use the right mindfulness and awareness and continuously support renunciation. It is really from renunciation that we get this great motivation to practice. And in practicing renunciation, now we understand that having this precious human life is really so rare and special. And of the six realms, it is the most precious realm to be in. And even although we have this very precious human life, it is still within the scope of samsara. And in this human life, everybody experiences these sufferings of birth, old age, sickness, and death. The suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, and the suffering of everything composite. In addition to this, everybody has their own individual karma, their own individual worries and distractions and sufferings and stresses and anxieties. And so although we have this precious human life, we are still revolving around in the scope of samsara. It might be that the realm of the gods has greater merits of happiness and enjoyment than us, and they may live for a few hundred years or a few thousand years. However, the reality is that having all of these enjoyments, time goes very quickly. Time flies, as they say. Have you not noticed for yourself, when you're really enjoying yourself, then time passes so quickly? On the other hand, when we are ill, then time seems to pass very slowly. Especially, for instance, if we are ill, or if we meet some difficulties and strong afflictions, then the time seems to pass so slowly. And then when all of these difficulties pass, then we start enjoying ourselves, and life seems to pass by very quickly. And this is the case for the gods. Maybe they do live a few hundred years or a few thousand years, but because of their enjoyments, the time passes like just in a moment. And the end result is that they end up descending to the three lower realms. And so irrespective whether we're in the god realm, the human realm, there's the three lower realms, all of us have our different respective merits, and this is what is different for us. And if we compare ourselves in the human realm to those of the three lower realms, then really our enjoyments and our good fortune is really so good, far exceeds what they have. However, even having this, we are still revolving around in samsara. We haven't freed ourselves from the sufferings of birth, old age, sickness, and death. Still under the influences of impermanence and suffering. And so really use this precious human life to be able to transcend these sufferings and attain the result of Buddha nature. And why is it, or in which respect is it, that having the human life is more precious than having the life of a god? The blessing of having a human life is that we can attain liberation, that we can attain Buddhahood. And so, in terms of practice, having renunciation is very important. If I really wish to attain liberation, if I really wish to be free from the sufferings of birth, old age, sickness, and death, the sufferings of samsara, what should I do?